This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Man, I'm converting a lot of people to Liberty Health Share. I just got a text from one of our listeners, Howard, who said we texted back and forth over the weekend regarding Liberty Health Share, and I told him everything I knew about it and the fact that I'd been with it. I'd been with Liberty Health Share for me and my kids for 3 years now. And he said I had questions about, you know, whether they're credible and whether they're solvent and whether they'd stay in business, whether they'd pay your bills. And I just listened to your guest, who is the executive director, and he made it perfectly clear. They've been around for 25 years, and I'm much more comfortable with it now, and I'll be making the move over to Liberty Health Share in 4 to 6 weeks. And I'll stay tuned for the remaining hour of your, for the remaining 2 hours of your show. He says, I will stay tuned for the remaining hour of your show. Excuse me, I mean 2 hours. Thank you, Howard. It's okay if you'd said 1 hour, too. You know, I don't expect everybody to listen to all 3 hours of a radio show. Some people only have time to listen for an hour or 15 minutes. Or, you know, most people listen in their car. So it depends how long you're driving. And some people now get out of their car and they switch it to their iPhone and they're listening in the house. Then they get in the house, they switch it to their computer. Lots of ways to listen to the show. And if you miss the show, if you missed me saying it in first hour, we're now carried by iHeartRadio, which has over 100 million registered users, which means you can listen to all 3 hours of every one of my shows anytime you want. It's like DirecTV. You know, I have TiVo on DirecTV. I never watch a show when it's on live. I watch it only when I want to watch it. So I watch it at, you know, 8 o'clock at night. It's on maybe 3 days ago at 9 o'clock at night. Well, I watch it at 8 when I feel like watching, or I watch it at midnight. When I get home from a business meeting at 11 o'clock, I turn on the TV, and from 11 to 12, I watch a show that was on 2 days ago at 8 o'clock at night. That's convenience. That's on demand. That's what we can do now with my radio show. All 3 hours at iHeartRadio and my TV show, not only every night at 8 o'clock, East Coast time, 5 Pacific, on Newsmax TV, but also a repeat of the show every morning, or I should say on the West Coast at 10 o'clock in the morning from 10 to 11, you can watch my show. Also on the East Coast, you can watch it from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So it's on twice a day. Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. I'm very proud to turn the channel on at 10 o'clock this morning, and there I was. Boom. And I called the owner of the station, owner of Newsmax TV Network, and I said, what's the deal? Why is my show on at 10 o'clock in the morning? And he said, because it's on every day at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now we'll repeat your show the next day. How cool is that? All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this show, and the Tangible CEO is a good friend of mine for many, many years, about 15 years. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine, very smart guy. If you are a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. So you're getting basically a $200 coin for free. And the reason why they do that is they want to prove to you that after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right. This is an interesting article. I found this, I think it was at Breitbart. Sometimes I print this stuff out and it doesn't tell you where it was, but I'm pretty sure it's at Breitbart. And it's photos of walls all around the world. 20 barriers around the world. 20. And so the first one is the walls of Vatican City and St. Peter's Square. The Pope is the biggest hypocrite that ever lived. I'm sorry to say that. So many of my friends are Catholic. I grew up in an all-Italian Catholic neighborhood. A couple of Irishmen mixed in. I love Catholic people. I love the Catholic religion. I love the pomp and circumstance of going with them occasionally to a Sunday morning service or to a baptism of some kind, you know. But I don't necessarily love the Pope. Sorry. I think this Pope is horrible. I think he's a commie. I think he's a socialist. I think he's a Marxist. I think he's just very bad for the Catholic religion. And the fact that he's got a wall, the biggest wall in the world around his house, and he, and armed guards, an army, a private army. And he has the nerve to tell us to build bridges, not walls. That's hypocrisy at its finest. Number two, Hillary Clinton's home privacy fence in Chappaqua. She's got a big, thick privacy fence around her house. I'm sure it's electrified with Secret Service agents with guns on the other side. Then we come to number three, Israel's border fence, which I've said many times on this show is one of the greatest examples of walls working. It reduced illegal immigration to almost zero, and it reduced terrorism to almost zero. And Hollywood's walled-off awards show. Isn't that interesting? In Hollywood, they have the awards show each year, the Academy Awards. And there's fences everywhere so no one can get near the actors and actresses. Why should you just let them all in? Come on. Get right up against them. Come on. Show them the love. I'm sure all those beautiful women want to take the chance of some crazy person walking right in their face and spraying them with acid like all the Muslim refugees do on the streets of London. Wouldn't you like that opportunity, you liberal actresses? The world should be free and open, open borders. Oh, you don't? Oh, you want big security fences and police officers with guns between you and those people. Oh. I didn't realize that. Number five, North Carolina's Supermax prison fence. If fences and walls don't work, why do we surround prisons with fences and walls? Because they work. Number six, Obama's backyard brick barrier. So Obama's got a barrier, and it's pretty high. As a matter of fact, there's a wall, and above the wall's a fence, and I'm sure there's barbed wire above the fence, because that's the kind of guy Obama is. He ain't letting you in his house. Number seven, the 2016 Democratic National Convention's security walls. Interesting. They kept everybody far away, and they put it behind walls and barriers and fences. Number eight, the barbed wire fence at Guantanamo Bay. If it didn't work, why would you have that barbed wire fence? Nobody can get over it. Nobody can get in. Nobody can get out. I'd say fences work. I'd say putting barbed wire on top makes a fence much more effective. Number nine, the gates of Chateau de Versailles. Near Paris, France, one of the most recognizable barriers in the Western world, a gold fence and gate keep the castle safe and secure. I'm looking at all these pictures of all these gates and fences. Number 10, Hungary's migrant crisis fix. Hungary put up this giant fence and nobody ever got in again. Smart. Number 11, Bill Gates' gates. Ah! See, I just guessed this. I've been saying for weeks now that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, all the richest people in the world, George Soros, they've all got gates and walls and armed security guards and fences and all the above electrified fences. And that was just a guess. I know Bill Gates doesn't live without a wall or a fence. So here it is. Tech billionaire Bill Gates professes a globalist worldview, but his own home off of Lake Washington has not only giant gates guarding it from outsiders, but is meticulously surrounded by natural barriers like trees, hedges, and water. An aerial view of Bill Gates' estate lines, Lake Washington. All right, the aerial view shows lots of lakes and fences and water up against one side. Number 12, the largest nuclear power plant. Country's largest nuclear power plant is the Palo Verde Nuclear in Phoenix, Arizona, safely secured with multi-layered fencing and barbed wire. Even though it's in the middle of the desert, nobody's around. Number 13, Elizabeth Warren's iron fence. Her home and yard in Cambridge, Massachusetts, you limousine liberal loser, lined with an iron fence. They should call it the Iron Dome around Elizabeth Warren's Indian reservation. Number 14, 2020 Olympics construction barriers. As Tokyo, Japan prepares for the 2020 Summer Olympic Games, crews have built barriers around construction sites to protect the facilities. These barriers have been captured in photos where guards can be seen opening and closing the barrier to allow crew members into the secure location. Why do they do that? Number 15, the Royal Gates of Buckingham Palace. And, of course, I've been there and I've seen those gates. Number 16, because the Queen just doesn't let anybody in. I think we should let illegals all storm the gates of Buckingham Palace. Why does the Queen get to live great and all of you poor illegals live in such poverty? Why don't you have a right? It's the right of everyone to live in Buckingham Palace. Why not? Number 16, Bill de Blasio's brick wall. The New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, an absolute communist. I mean an outright full Monty communist. and he enjoys the protection that comes with having a brick wall around his home, Gracie Mansion, on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. And I'm looking right at the brick wall. Isn't that interesting? Number 17, Oklahoma's prison fence. El Reno, Oklahoma, is home to one of the country's many federal correctional institutions. His facility, which former President Obama visited, is surrounded by chain-link fence and barbed wire. The entrance to the facility is secured with a steel-slatted gate as prison guards patrol the grounds. Why do they do that? Why don't you just let people come and go as they please? Number 18, Paul Ryan's Wisconsin home. Ooh, isn't that interesting? Paul Ryan loves open borders, too. I'm so glad he's gone. Makes me sick to my stomach. He's just like John Boehner, a liar and a fraud. But when it comes to his own home, he prefers personal security and sovereignty. His home surrounded by a fence and brick columns, coupled with a natural barrier. Number 19, Bulgaria's border fence. Bulgaria did it right. And number 20, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo's mansion. Another loser who talks all day long about illegals and how great they are and how he wants them all in New York. And he's spoken out against border walls for the U.S., but when it comes to his own personal security, he's got iron gates and fences. He enjoys security protection thanks to a chain-link fence and sculptured iron gates. I'm looking at that picture as well. It is scary. It is scary, scary, scary what hypocrites liberals are. And the interesting article in the Las Vegas Sun on Sunday, written by the great Brian Greenspun, the world's biggest liberal, who's a registered Republican, so he can tell the world how wonderful Mitt Romney is and how wonderful Obama is and how terrible Trump is. He stays a registered Republican. The biggest fraud that ever lived. If he's a Republican, then Wayne Root must be African-American. There's no question. I am black. I declare myself black. I am black and Hispanic. Brian Greenspun, you're such a lying fraud. And he wrote this long article about it. It has nothing to do with the fact that I live behind walls and gates. That I don't want a wall for the country. What's one got to do with the other? Nothing. It's not fair to compare those two. What a loser. You're a loser, you're a liar, you're a fraud, you're a hypocrite, and you're a commie.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, Carrie here. For years, you've heard my husband, Ken.
Hello, Radioland.
Explain how IncomeStore is the place for your next revenue stream. Not to date ourselves, but Ken and I have been helping individuals and businesses grow their revenue since before the internet was even a thing. We've heard countless stories as to why people look to increase their revenue.
Some stories make us laugh, some make us cry.
These stories, combined with our own, have motivated Ken and I to dedicate our lives to help people, as Ken says, who need a revenue shot in the backside.
Whether you want to just learn how or simply put, you need to generate revenue today. Our mission is to serve both.
Our worldwide staff of over 150 help to create amazing resources, our most famous being the iTunes podcast.
Today's growth. You got to check out episode 383. It's truly amazing.
And both Inc. and Forbes have shared that when it comes to generating revenue, IncomeStore is a can't miss. To grow your revenue today, check out IncomeStore.com.
That's IncomeStore.com.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that listing of the 20 barriers around the world, but there are hundreds of barriers around the world. As a matter of fact, I think it was Donald Trump who pointed out on Twitter today that there are like 700 or 800 major famous barriers all around the world. He didn't even mention all the walls around liberal politicians' homes. Senator Rand Paul just tweeted out, "I've never been prouder of President Donald Trump. At today's meeting, he stood up for a strong America and steadfastly opposed foreign wars. Putting America first means declaring victory in Afghanistan and Syria. President Trump is delivering on his promises." Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, said thousands of government employees are going without paychecks, but most of Congress is still getting paid. They need to work out an agreement with President Trump that gets the government up and running, put pride in politics aside, pray that they would do the right thing for this nation. Senator Rand Paul said today, "I introduced the Government Shutdown Prevention Act. No matter where one stands on the debate over government spending, we should all be able to agree that Congress needs to handle Americans' money thoughtfully and hit its deadlines." Read more here. All right, just some interesting tweets coming across my desk today. An American CEO who survived 9/11 died in a terror attack on a Kenya hotel. Can you imagine? That's a hard one to believe, hard one to swallow. Wow. American businessman Jason Spindler survived the September 11th attacks in New York only to die this week in another act of terror. The business investment advisor was among those killed Tuesday in a terror attack on a Kenyan hotel compound. Men armed with guns and explosives burst into the compound, killing 21 people in an attack that lasted hours and ended Wednesday morning, Kenya's president said. A former Peace Corps member, Spindler was the founder, CEO, managing director of iDev International, an investment advisory firm that attempts to grow businesses in emerging markets. He was working at the World Trade Center 17 years ago when planes hit the towers. This area where he was in this compound is an upmarket cluster of shops and hotel facilities in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi. Spindler's mother, Sarah Spindler, told NBC News on Tuesday her son was trying to make a positive change in the third world in emerging markets. We will miss him so much. It's so sad that a bright young person is taken away by terrorism. Boy, she has got poise that I would not have. I can't imagine making a statement that nice after losing the son that I love so much. Wow, she's a good woman. Spindler, a University of Texas business graduate, received a doctoral law degree at NYU, once served in the U.S. Peace Corps in northern Peru, where he led the growth of a $7 million locally owned agribusiness. He was an investment banker with Salomon Smith Barney Citigroup. He advised more than 100 small and medium-sized businesses in emerging markets. He's warmly remembered by those who knew him at NYU, et cetera, et cetera. Our hearts go out to Jason Spindler. And by the way, I would guess he's a member of my tribe. I'm almost certain. Jason Spindler sounds like a very Jewish name. Went to NYU. Almost guarantee you he's a Jewish kid. And lost his life after getting out of 9/11. Lost his life in Nairobi, Kenya, in a terrorist attack. All right, whether he's conservative or liberal, I don't care. You don't deserve to die. Obama appointed federal judge. Citizenship question on the census is illegal, even though it does not violate the Constitution. That makes a lot of sense. I just wanted to read you that one. I don't need to read you the whole article. I read it to you yesterday already that a judge made that ruling. He's an Obama-appointed federal judge. I did not know that yesterday. Now you know. Every time we lose a ruling, it's an Obama or Clinton-appointed judge. Most of the time Obama, because I'm sure most of the Clinton ones have retired already. You know, there never was a President Hillary Clinton, so it's Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton was last president a long time ago. So let's see. Bill Clinton's reign as president started in 92 and ended in 2000. So, you know, there's still plenty of Clinton judges around. It was only 18 years ago that his reign as president ended and George W. Bush took over, but it started in 92, so that was 18 and 8, 26 years ago. So there are some that have retired. So that's why more often than not, it's an Obama judge that causes us all of our problems. And more proof that liberals don't know what they're doing. The Venice Beach residents in California rebel as the homeless crisis intensifies. It's worse than it's ever been, they say, as skyrocketing property prices have led to an explosion of economic inequality. California's been struggling with a massive homelessness crisis. The rate of newly minted homeless has doubled since the financial crisis. And so many of them don't live on Skid Row. They live in Venice Beach. Gentrifying neighborhoods like Venice Beach are filled with homeless people. I'm looking at the pictures. I mean, can you imagine coming out of your house and seeing homeless people? Are you people kidding me? This is liberalism gone mad, run amok. I'm looking at a back alley where you have the back of people's houses, and there's nonstop garbage, feces, drug needles, and homeless people living in tents behind houses that are probably worth $500,000 to $1 million. Maybe I'm crazy. There is nothing worth $500,000 in California. So it's probably $1 million to $2 million. You got homeless people living in your backyard. This is the madness of liberalism. Doesn't work.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump met with Democrats and Republicans today at the White House. This as a new U.S.-bound caravan that formed in Honduras quickly grew to around 2,000 people and is making its way toward Mexico. Nelly Jarez is a foreign affairs vice minister for Honduras. She was on Fox News.
If they sell a dream to these persons, they think it's true, that they're going to make it. And the thing is that they don't make it, and that's the reality. They cross over, they get to the United States, and then in a couple of months, they're deported.
Attorney General nominee William Barr's Senate confirmation hearings appear to be going smoothly, and it looks like he will be confirmed. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft says Barr will be devoted to the Constitution.
When he said he wouldn't be bullied by the Congress or the press or the president, he was really signaling that his orientation is to the law.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This
is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. My Doctor Suggests is the sponsor of this segment of the show. My voice is old. You know, someone just listened to my show yesterday, and they hadn't heard it in like a year. A friend of mine who doesn't live in Las Vegas and really doesn't listen to talk radio. And they were listening to the show with their wife. And the wife said, wow, Wayne's voice sounds the strongest I've ever heard it. And so, yeah, I mean, I use this, My Doctor Suggests, colloidal silver lozenges all day long and all show long. And it protects my voice. It coats my throat with colloidal silver. And it also makes sure that I don't get sick. Silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. I am living proof. My Doctor Suggests is the name of the company, but I don't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. My kids both have been very sick in the last couple of days. Very sick. I mean, just puking sick. And I didn't get it, and I'm not going to get it, because I suck on these lozenges and it keeps me healthy. 866-660-9868, it kills all the bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Well, that's what gives you throwing a virus, right? You get virus, it's because you have a virus on your on parts of your body, in your throat, in your nose, in your eyes. So when you suck on these colloidal lozenges, the silver destroys the cause of all this sickness. Call 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. I swear by them. They are the reason my voice is strong, even though I speak thousands of hours a year on the air. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you, and get 10% off. All right, Wayne Root sent you. You get 10% off, MyDoctorSuggests.com. We have our guests here yet, Chris, Joel Pollack. We're set? All right, we got Joel. He's senior editor at large. Breitbart News, the website is Breitbart.com. I love Breitbart.com, one of my favorite go-to sites in the world. Probably there's three. I would say Breitbart, Drudge Report, and the Gateway Pundit are my three. And probably the fourth is Zero Hedge. What do you think of that list, Joel? That's a pretty good list, right?
Privileged to be on that distinguished list.
Yes, well, you're right near the top or at the top at all times. Every morning, I try and go to you right away to see what the best news stories of the day are. Joel, by the way, is co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. Great minds think alike, by the way. I wrote Angry White Male, all about the Donald Trump revolution, how it's going to save America. So you and I both had the same kind of thinking. I tried to come up with a very controversial title, but we came up with the same, I guarantee you we came up with the exact same reasons Trump won.
You're smarter than I am because you put money on the outcome.
So. Yeah, I did. I did put money on the outcome, and I did win, but I'm a gambler. That's what I do. And by the way, I'll tell you, I'll admit something. I should never admit when I lose. If you had told me, would I be willing to bet $1 million that Trump would win in 16, I would have said yes. If you had told me back in November, 3 months ago, would you bet $1 million that Republicans are going to do much better than the media and the polls show, and they're going to sweep like maybe six seats in the Senate and just barely hold on. I didn't say they'd sweep to victory, but I thought they'd manage to hold on in the House. I would have bet $1 million on that if you had asked me to bet $1 million. And I am shocked that we lost the seats we did. So I don't believe we really lost what we lost. I think there was massive cheating, massive illegals voting. I think that, you know, that what's that thing called in California where they stuffed the ballot box with
ballot
ballots? Ballot harvesting lost us so many seats that we were winning on election night and we wound up losing when they deliver all these extra ballots. I'm telling you, they cheated. Because I feel like the nation's behind Trump and the wall, and I have a good gut instinct. I think he's more popular than he's ever been. So something funny must have happened last November, don't you think? What are your thoughts on what I just said?
Definitely in California. I mean, there are seats where Republicans were winning by double digits and ended up losing. And the GOP was asleep at the wheel. I mean, the Democrats passed this law that the Republicans opposed, but I don't even think the Republicans realized how bad it was. And so the Democrats got busy. They hired consultants to do this ballot harvesting where basically you have third parties go and collect everybody's mail-in ballots. We had people driving up to the polling places delivering hundreds of ballots from other people who they didn't know. And, you know, that's just rife with fraud and all kinds of other stuff. So, yeah, but look, Republicans do have a problem in the suburbs, and they've got to get it back. I think the Democrats right now are playing right into their hands with Pelosi disinviting Trump from the State of the Union and all the stuff they're doing so far in just a few days they've been in power in Congress. I think it's pretty scary.
Well, you know, I'm paid to be a big mouth and a very opinionated, outspoken guy, but I'm not necessarily paid to you know, I'm not a lawyer who understands the facts of how the State of the Union works, so maybe you can educate me. My common sense, gut instinct guess would say that the President of the United States calls the shots. You can't order the President around and say, don't come to the State of the Union, or I'm canceling the State of the Union, or there will not be a State of the Union, or you're disinvited from the State of the Union. I'm guessing Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the right to do any of that. Isn't it the President's job to make the final decision, I would think?
Actually, she does have the right, but here's what's interesting. The Constitution mentions the State of the Union and says the President has to provide Congress with a State of the Union, but it doesn't have to be a speech. The President can simply provide Congress with information. And for most of our history, that's what happened. The President literally sent over a letter to Congress and said, hey, starting with Thomas Jefferson, this is how they did it. The President said, hey, this is what's going on. The country's doing well, or the country's not doing so well. We need to do better, whatever it was. Sent over a report card to Congress. Then with Woodrow Wilson, 1913, he starts reviving the tradition of speaking again. And then FDR starts calling it the State of the Union. So it's a tradition. It's not that the President has to give this speech, but President Trump, thanks to Nancy Pelosi, is now the first president ever to be disinvited from speaking before Congress. And the reason is purely political. Pelosi tried to claim today that it was for security reasons because of the government shutdown. But the Secret Service and the Department of Homeland Security have both said that their agencies were completely ready to go. They've been planning this for months. It's not like they just throw it together the night before. They had a security plan in place despite the shutdown, so they basically poured cold water all over that idea. I think what happened was Pelosi realized that Trump was going to get yet another platform to put his case to the American people, and every time he does that, he does it well. And she didn't want to be sitting there behind him as speaker up there in the front of the House chamber squirming every time he made a really good point. And I think she just decided it was going to be too embarrassing for her, so she decided to disinvite him. And it's playing really badly. And Trump has a huge opportunity here. I mean, he can basically decide, okay, I don't have to give this speech in Congress. I can send Congress a report. Meanwhile, I can get 100,000 people to come to Michigan Stadium and hear me give this speech live. Or I can do it at the border with a bunch of border agents and the angel moms or whatever. Trump.
Or he could just do it. Can't he just do it sitting in the White House on national TV? He could do that, too, can't he?
He could do that, too. He could do it in the Oval Office, which is what Pelosi suggested he do, which means it's probably not a good idea. He could do it in the East Room with an audience in attendance. I think he should make this a people's speech because it's usually a speech to the elected officials in Washington. The elected officials decided they don't want him, so why doesn't he give a speech directly to the American people? It is actually their speech, our speech. Why doesn't he give a people's State of the Union? I think it would be must-see television. I think he should declare he's going to do it in Michigan, maybe in Columbus, Ohio, you know, one of the swing states, and then dare the networks not to cover it. They're going to have to cover it. And I don't know if the Democrats could claim equal time. You know, they usually get to respond to the State of the Union, but they've already given their response. The response is they don't want to hear it. So I think that this is a big mistake by Pelosi, and Trump has a huge opportunity here.
Well, and you know, who says the, you know, a minute ago you told me I'm wrong. She can disinvite him. You mean if the President of the United States says, I'm giving it, whether you like it or not, and he walks in and half the crowd is gone, there's no Democrats, and it's covered on national TV, and the crowd that's Republican stands up and gives him standing ovations on every other line, you tell me he can't do it, that someone would bar him? Who's going to stop him? The United States military? He's the commander-in-chief. If he wants to give the speech in Congress, it seems to me it doesn't matter what Nancy Pelosi says. He's the President of the United States. Can't he just go give it? Or are you saying, really, he can't if she disinvites him?
I think it would be a tough legal question, but the separation of powers would probably suggest that Congress can bar someone who's not a member of Congress from addressing Congress. And you saw what happened to Obama when Obama tried to run Congress from the White House. Remember, Obama decided he was going to appoint some people through various boards when the Senate was still in session. It wasn't recess, but he declared it was recess and said, I'm the president, I can just declare whatever I want. Well, he lost 9-0 at the Supreme Court. So I think the Supreme Court would probably say, Nancy Pelosi can lock the president out of Congress. But good, so he can go deliver it on Capitol Hill. I mean, he could give it right in front of Capitol Hill with tens of thousands of people in attendance in front of him, come to the National Mall, hear the president give the State of the Union, have a people's speech right on the steps of the Capitol. I think it's a great idea.
All right, or even, you know, my USA Radio Network, even though I'm based in Las Vegas and I'm syndicated by USA, USA Radio Network's main corporate headquarters in Dallas, Texas. We've got a show that emanates out of Dallas. J.D. Wells gives his radio show, The Wells Report, and he mentioned today, why not have it at Dallas Cowboys Stadium, which is the house that Jerry Jones built, holds, I think, 106,000 people in Dallas. Are you kidding me? You could fill that with 106,000 people that love Donald Trump in the beautiful state of Texas, cowboy capitalist. Maybe it should be in the middle of Dallas, you know? I mean, there's lots of ways to swing this. That'd be a win, so we'll see. All right, let's talk a little bit about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because, first of all, what's amazing to me is I'm a guy who always quotes Rasmussen. I always say all the other polls are BS, Rasmussen is real. Okay, and if you're going to say that, then you have to go with Rasmussen when it comes out with something you don't like. And Rasmussen came out today and said if Trump were running against Ocasio-Cortez tomorrow, she's 29 years old, she can't even run for president for another 6 years, but if they ran against each other, Trump would only beat her 43-40. This girl is, in my opinion, the single most dangerous, ignorant person in the history of the United States Congress, and it's amazing that 40%, according to the best poll in America, the most accurate poll, would actually support her while she's spouting commie, socialist, Marxist, crazy, radical, nutty bankruptcy ideas. That is so frightening. I want to get your comments when we get back. The music's on. It means we've got to go to a quick break, but we've got Joel Pollack of Breitbart.com, one of the great conservative websites in the world. We'll be right back. I want to hear what he says about Ocasio-Cortez.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Donald Trump making America great again, and Synergenics making Wayne Allen Root great again. It is just the most incredible thing I've ever been on the program at Synergenics. It is right around New Year's. It's still January 2019. That means all of you should have New Year's resolutions, which should be, I want to look better, I want to feel better, I want to get younger, I want to get in better shape, I want to feel the best I have in 20 years. That's what Synergenics did for me. And you can watch me on TV. Let's see, TV starts in 8 minutes on Newsmax TV, and you'll see that I had this metamorphosis like a freaking butterfly, or like Cinderella, and I don't mean at midnight, I mean at the start of the bell. I was the bell at the start of the ball. Cinderella really, Synergenics really, really, really did a great Cinderella job for Wayne Root, and they can do the same job for you. I feel like I look about 10, 15 years younger, and my hair looks thicker, and I'm thinner, and I'm more muscular, and everything is better. Everything's working better because of Synergenics. Give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, toll-free anywhere in the USA, or register at Synergenics.com, 888-YOUNGER. If you want to be younger, call. If you want to be older, then get lost. Hit the road. Don't call. Joe Pollack's here, co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution. He is the senior editor-at-large at one of the wonderful conservative sites in America, Breitbart.com. It's always rated among the top five in all of America for traffic to a conservative news website. These guys got it going on, man. They are great. Joel, I was asking you about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She just made some comment today that progressives are going to run train. Tell everybody what that means. Joel, are you there? Did we lose it? Joel, are you there?
I'm here. Sorry, I was so shocked by your question that I accidentally hit the mute button. It was just
no problem. I figured that's what happened.
I didn't want to accidentally give you the definition on the radio because I know this is a family program. But that term "run train," so that's the phrase she used. Perhaps she meant some other phrase. She was being flippant. Who knows? I haven't seen her apologize for using that phrase. You better believe that if a Republican had used that phrase to describe anything, they'd be censuring them on the floor of the House of Representatives right now. Right. But yeah, look, she is definitely in a league of her own in terms of social media. She will get away with anything. And she's good at doing what Trump does, which is using social media to bypass the media filter. She doesn't do well when she's asked difficult questions or even just basic questions by interviewers. Remember that time she went on with Margaret Hoover, and Hoover asked her what she meant by the occupation of Palestine, and she couldn't really define it. So she's not really good at answering complicated questions, but what she is good at doing is witty little retorts to criticisms. Sometimes she makes up the criticism. In this case, what the interview was about, where she made that offensive comment, was about the allegation that some conservatives were circulating a fake nude photo of her. And the origins of this photo are kind of murky. It emerged on Reddit, and then it was picked up by a few websites, including some left-wing websites that were pointing out this was a fake photograph. Ocasio-Cortez comes in and falsely accuses, or I should say accuses without any evidence, Republicans and conservative media outlets of spreading a nude photo of her. So I think she enjoys setting up these confrontations. Most of her followers won't read conservative media, won't listen to talk radio, or don't follow Republicans, so they will just believe what she says. But she's very, very good at it. The part she's not good at is translating what she does on social media into actual results in the real world. And her ideas are just batty. She has this proposal to tax 70%, tax the wealthy at 70% to pay for what she calls a Green New Deal. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. And when people objected, she said, no, 70% is just a marginal tax rate. It's only what you earn over a certain amount that's going to be taxed at 70%. Well, okay, does she not understand effective tax rates? I mean, if you're earning $5 million a year and 70% is a marginal tax rate above, let's say, $250,000, you're still paying an effective tax rate of 60-something percent. I mean, she just doesn't get it. And I think she's very good at social media, very bad at governing.
Yeah, well, I mean, she has no chance of being good at governing because she's just been in office for a couple of weeks. And she's a young girl who used to be a bartender a year ago. So nothing against bartenders. I've met some very smart bartenders who could have been psychologists if they'd gone to psychology school or psychiatrists, for that matter. They're very smart people, and they usually understand human nature. There's some very smart bartenders around. But from what I've heard of all of her comments, she's not one of them. I happen to be Jewish, and she's made some very offensive comments, you know, if you believe in the Holocaust and you believe in Israel, she said some really dumb things. Throw her in a pile with, what is her name, Rashid Tlaib. Throw her in a pile with Beto O'Rourke, Maxine Waters. I mean, this class, Beto O'Rourke, of course, isn't in the class. He wasn't elected. But this group of Democrat liberals, have you ever seen anything like it? I mean, they really are as close to communist, socialist, Marxist as we've ever seen in modern American history.
Yeah, and they're driving the policy agenda for the Democrats. That's the frightening part.
Look, I'm Jewish. How did Jewish Democrats go along with this? How do you go along with people that cover on a map behind you as a congressperson Israel with a post-it that says Palestine? How do they go along with this and accept it, Joe? I don't get it. I just don't.
Because the Democrat part comes first.
Yeah, there we go. All right, Joe, we got to run. Joe Pollack, senior editor-at-large at the great Breitbart News. The website's Breitbart.com. Start your day with it every morning. And if you are sick of fake news, how about some real news? Breitbart.com. Thanks, Joel. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks, man. Wayne on the Roof. War Now. Newsmax TV coming up right now. 3, 2, 1. We're on TV now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.